Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, to tell you about a toy of the week. This week we are going to look at Star Wars Fighter Pods X-Wing vs. TIE Fighter Battle Set. This is something I have not seen in major retailers yet, so if you want to get one, why not order one from Entertainment Earth? Because it makes me look good, it makes you look good. You're supporting a small business. Well, not a small business, but you know, Entertainment Earth is not a giant company, but we do employ a bunch of really nice people, and by you ordering something from us, I get to keep my job, and that's what America's all about. Me. Anyway, the Star Wars Fighter Pods X-Wing vs. TIE Fighter set includes basically that. You get an X-Wing fighter vehicle, a TIE fighter vehicle, a whole mess of figures, and some Spinfire launchers, which look like salad tongs. I talked about these on the Naboo fighter one, but basically you put a clear fighter pod in this tong and you squeeze it, and the little clear ball just launches across the room, and it looks great, and it works well too. And I mean, if you really just want to shoot things at each other, these are really fun to have. The vehicles have a little hollowed out cavity to put a fighter pod to various degrees of success. The sculpting is very good, and I generally like the aesthetic of the smallish vehicles. These are larger, harder plastic vehicles, so they're not tiny, but they're not big either. They're, I say bigger than titanium ships, but not by a whole lot. That's about right. Exclusive figures in this set include Luke Skywalker in a different X-Wing fighter pilot outfit figure, a Wedge Antilles, and two new TIE fighter pilots that are different from the ones that are already out there. They look good, the sculpting's good, and you also get a smattering of randomly selected holographic or painted figures. I got a couple of ones I needed and a couple of duplicates, and it's pretty good. As a gift package you want to buy someone who collects fighter pods, this is a great starting point, or just as something to get because you're missing the exclusive figures in the set. I like it a lot. I like the launchers a whole bunch, and I really do dig the salad tongs. I gotta say, they're a lot of fun. It seems so short to talk about this because it's kind of a big set with a whole bunch of figures in it, but they're all random, and I talked about them previously, so I'm trying to think what to say that might really get you guys interested in this, because if you're not already on board, what do you say? There's over 100 fighter pods so far. A major retailer just got an exclusive fighter pod set to add to your collection, not us. And rumor has it they're going to be adding a bunch of new, really obscure characters next year because they can. Hasbro seemed potentially interested in doing Jackson, the carnivorous rabbit from the Marvel Star Wars comics. I hope they do. Zero the Hutt just came out as an exclusive. And what else do we have that's worth talking about? Aura Singh's in Series 3, as is Savage Opress, and Darth Maul as a cyborg. So it's a good line to pick up if you want something that's kind of small. They're not super cheap, I gotta say. That's the one throwback. I'm not using words right today. It's not my favorite thing about fighter pods. I wish they were a little bit cheaper, but they're also painted really well. There's a lot of paint applications on them. The sculpting is really nice, and I've never felt like I got taken by buying one. They're really cool. The vehicles are nice as well, and it looks like they're going to expand the Star Wars offering a whole bunch next year, so fair warning. On the bright side, the entire first series and second series and third series, plus all the vehicles, if you have them all, you could fit them into a shoebox and have plenty of room left over. They don't take up a lot of space. And in collecting, that's kind of important these days. They're also sized perfectly for the top of your computer monitor. If you have a thin monitor at work, an army of these guys can stand on top. You could probably put all of Series 1 on top of two monitors if you're lucky enough to have two monitors at work. And if you don't, I would highly recommend asking your IT department for a second monitor, because let me tell you, it's great at multitasking, getting stuff done. I myself have four monitors between two computers on my desk right now because I have a problem. Well, one's my home computer, one's my work computer, and I do this on my home computer. Long story. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. We aim to please. Check out our new sale at sale.entertainmentearth.com, whatever it happens to be today. I'm sure it's a good one because we've got a lot of good ones lined up for you in the next couple of months. If you have any questions, tweet me at EntEarth, E-N-T-A-R-T-H, or leave a comment on our webpage, because now we have comments. Please don't leave anything dirty, because I'll delete it before it goes live. Well, maybe a little dirty, not too dirty. You know, TV dirty. I'm going on too long. See you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Go see a movie and have some fun. And don't forget, Halloween's coming up, so what better time to order some Universal Monsters and Resident Evil stuff? Am I right? Am I? You know what I'm talking about. No, you don't. Yeah, sure you do. I'm seeing you next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.